Okay, time once again for the Moment of Science mailbag. Let's see what we have. Dear Moment of Science, how come when I put salt on a melon, the melon seems sweeter? Then if I put more salt on, the melon turns salty? Sincerely, David Isaacson. Well, David, the answer to your question lies in the nature of melons. Unless we look at a piece of melon under a microscope, we can't see that it's actually made up of many thousands of tiny cells. These cells have what are called semi-permeable membranes. That means that water can go into the cells or it can come back out again. For the purposes of today's discussion, you can think of these cells as little water packets. Now, one of the things that salt does is, in effect, to draw water toward itself. If you have a region of high salt concentration next to one of low salt concentration, the water from the low salt concentration area will move over to the high salt area. By sprinkling a little salt on your melon, you're creating a high salt concentration area next to those cells. Their water is drawn up to the surface where you bite, bringing flavor with it. The melon has become miraculously sweeter thanks to salt. Add too much, however, and the taste of salt will overpower the effect, and it will taste salty. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Scott Tagey in physics. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Again, that website is amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.